Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More preaching team out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, What Must I Do to Be Saved?
We all love a good story. And this is exactly what we have in today's first reading from Acts of the Apostles. Paul and his companion Silas have been imprisoned for angering slaveholders. They have been beaten and chained to the floor. But they remain filled with the love of Jesus and the Spirit of Jesus in their lives. And so instead of groaning and complaining, Paul and Silas sang and praised God. The prison warden in charge of them had been threatened with death if these two fellows escaped. But he hears their joy and is amazed. He wondered how they could be so joyful under the circumstances. Then we have a classic Deus ex machina, an earthquake, and all the doors flew open, and the chains binding Paul and Silas were pulled loose. And it is here where we pick up the account. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, thinking that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted out in a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself. We are all here." He asked for a light and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you and your whole household will be saved." So they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to everyone in his house. He took them in at that hour of the night and bathed their wounds. Then he and all his family were baptized at once. He brought them up into his house and provided a meal, and with his household rejoiced at having come to faith in God. The jailer was so grateful for his life being spared. And he was so in awe of the two he had been guarding, Silas and Paul, that in great trembling and excitement, he blurted out, "What must I do to be saved?" We often hear adults who have been baptized into the faith tell the story of their inspiration, the person or persons who inspired them to be baptized. Someone might say, "My mother-in-law was like a mother to me that I never had. I wanted to be baptized like her." Or, "My nurse in the hospital showed such love and care. I wanted to share in her faith." Or, "I admired the spirituality of my wife-to-be. And I wanted to be able to join with her in this important part of her life, the Catholic faith." This is what we experienced with my niece and her fiancé hours before their wedding a few years ago. They could not wade through the red tape of the institution that the parish was offering them. And so the night before their wedding, we celebrated the groom's baptism and confirmation in their home, surrounded by their family and friends. Some were Russian Orthodox, others practicing Jews. Perhaps some were atheists or agnostics, some retired Catholics, some people with little faith or no faith at all. But every person present rejoiced and prayed together and offered spiritual support to this new couple about to be married. And just like the whole household of the newly baptized jailer, we clapped and toasted them. We sang and partied. Jesus and the Spirit were very present, not only to the celebrating couple, but to all of us that night. The faith was very alive in that house. The presence of the Spirit was very palpable. So the answer to the question, what must I do to be saved, is believe and desire and be inspired by someone. And then for those of us who have been baptized since infancy, we must know that our very lives continue to be sources of vibrant faith for others. May we all continue to be inspirations, just like Paul and Silas. Amen.